Shalom Aleichem, everybody. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, writes in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Ches Halacha Beis that after you pour the second cup of wine at the Pesach Seder, the child is encouraged to ask any questions that he or she may have, whatever is on his or her mind, any question they have, whatever comes up, they ask. And then, after the questions are asked, the kore, the reader or the leader of the Seder says, Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos, how different is this night from all other nights? And then the Rambam lists five things, not four, but five ways in which this night is so different, so exceptional. The Rambam's five questions or five statements are not only different quantitatively from what you and I are used to, but the order is different as well. The Rambam says as follows. The first statement is Shebechol Halelos Einanu Matbilin Afilu Pamachas V'Halayla Hazeh Shtei Pe'amim. On all other nights, we do not dip our food at all, but tonight we dip twice. And second, the Rambam says, on all other nights, we eat chametz and matzah, but tonight we only eat matzah. Third, and this question can only be asked when we eat the Korban Pesach, God willing, this year, on all other nights we eat meat that is roasted or boiled or cooked, but tonight we are eating only roasted meat, the roasted meat of the Korban Pesach. The Rambam's fourth question or fourth statement is, on all other nights we eat all sorts of vegetables, but tonight we only eat maror. And finally, the Rambam's fifth question is, on all other nights we eat seated regularly, and we also eat when we're reclining. However, tonight we eat only when we are reclining. Those are the five questions or the five statements that the Kore, the reader of the Seder, says on Pesach night at the beginning of the Magid section. The second, third, and fourth questions make a lot of sense to us at first glance. They talk about matzah and Pesach and maror, the three primary mitzvos of the night. These are the three things that Rabbi Gamliel says are so critical that if we do not speak about them, we do not fulfill our obligations of the evening. But what about the first and the fifth questions? The first is about the dipping of our food, and the fifth is about leaning when we eat. They both relate to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to telling and retelling the story of the Exodus. And more specifically, they relate to the sense of chirus, of true freedom, that the night is supposed to engender. So that brings us to an obvious question. Why does the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the necessity to feel and to demonstrate chirus require two separate questions of the manishtana? Pesach has only one question. Matzah has only one question. Maror has only one question. So why does the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim need two separate questions? This question is asked by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993. He asked it in the, it's found in the Sefer Noraos Harav, edited by Rabbi David Schreiber. This is in the eighth volume of Noraos Harav, beginning on page 37. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not unidimensional, but actually has two aspects, two separate ideas, and each of those ideas, each of those aspects must be pointed out in the Manishtana. One aspect of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim comes from Parshas Bo in Sefer Shmos, Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. V'higadta levincha bayom ahu lemor. You must tell your children on that day, on Pesach, and say to them that I'm doing all these mitzvos because of what Hashem did for me, for us, as I left Egypt. This aspect of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim compels us to ensure that the next generation will know about Yetzias Mitzrayim, will be passionate about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and will incorporate Yetzias Mitzrayim into their lives throughout the year, not just on Pesach. That aspect of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is reflected in the first question of the Rambam's Manishtana. We dip on Pesach night so the children will ask, so they'll be engaged, so they'll inquire, they'll be involved involved in the learning process. That is one aspect of Sipur Tiyas Mitzrayim and one question of the Manishtana. However, there is another aspect to the mitzvah of telling and retelling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that aspect is also reflected in Parshas Bo and Perek Yud Gimel, but from Pasuk Gimel. Zachor es hayom hazeh asher yitzasa mimitzrayim. You must remember this day, the day you left Egypt. This aspect requires us to relate the Haggadah not to our children, but to ourselves. That's the fifth question of the Rambam about reclining. We recline on Pesach night because that reflects Cheirus. It reflects that part of the experience of the day that we must feel, that we must demonstrate our freedom. We recline so we feel free. And Rabbi Soloveitchik says that that's why we have that fifth question, that second question of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to relate the Haggadah to us. Again, we need two questions about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because there are two elements to the mitzvah. One to relate the Haggadah to our children and one to relate the Haggadah to ourselves. Rabbi Soloveitchik doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest the following based on what he said. We really need both. The only way we can engage our children in this mitzvah, or really in any mitzvah, is by being engaged ourselves. A great teacher is passionate about what they teach, and passing along the mitzvos requires of us to learn about the mitzvos and to become engaged and passionate about them as well. Chag Sameach, everyone!